Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Basar, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are currently learning Masechta Mikvos. We are in the second perek Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet. We know that a mikvah has to be collected by natural means and has to consist of natural water. Rainwater that's collected and poured is known as Mayim Shuvin or drawn water. And once it's drawn water, it's no good for a mikvah. So a kosher mikvah cannot have mayim shuvim. What is the definition of mayim shuvim? So we're going to see that the amount that ruins a mikvah is going to be 3 lug, or approximately a quart. And if it's added to a mikvah that is less than the requisite 40 sa that we learned about yesterday, before there's 40 sa collected of kosher mikvah water, so in such a situation, that will ruin the mikvah process. If it comes in afterwards, which is a very common situation, most of our mikvahs have that situation, it will become kosher. The water, as each drop comes inside, it will come through a process called hashaka, or kissing, where the drawn water will touch a perfectly good mikvah water, thus transferring the drawn water into something that is more fulfilled. But we'll talk about that second process later. Today we're going to talk about the she'uvim situation. Safik mayim she'uvim shetiru chachamim. There are a number of cases of doubt which come up in regard to drawn water where the chachamim said, oh yeah, that's kosher. Safik naflu, safik lo naflu. The first doubt is whether there was mayim she'uvim that fell into the mikvah or did not. Afilu naflu, and even if this drawn water fell in, safek yesh b'hem arbaim sa, safek ein b'hem. If there's a doubt, there was an established 40 sa beforehand. Now there's a doubt if there's 40 sa in there now, and so we can assume the mikvah is going to be okay in that situation. Shnei mikvos, what happens if I have two mikvos? Echad yesh b'hem arbaim sa, one of the mikvos does have 40 sa, v'echad ein bo, and one of them does not have 40 sa. Now, nafal echad mehem, the mayim she'uvim, this drawn water falls into one of them. Ve'en yodei la'ezem mehem nafal, we're not sure which one it fell into. So, sveiko tahor, in such a situation, all these cases of doubts are going to be tahor. M'pnei she'esh lo b'mei yisla, there's a basis to be able to say, oh, it may have fallen into something that is okay. Hayu shneim chuzim, me'ar bo'im sa, if each one contained less than 40 sa, and v'nafal echad mehem, and it fell into the mayim shuvim, fell into one of them, v'eni yodei lehem eitz mehem nafal, we don't know which one it fell into. So seiko tame, in that situation, the doubt is going to be tame she'ein bo b'mei yisla, he has nothing to hang his hat on. Either way, the mikvos, when he walks away, are going to remain puzzled. Either it's because one's going to have less than 40 sa, or because it's going to have mayim shuvim inside. And so therefore, since neither mikvah walks away tor, both mikvos, both aspects of the doubt are considered non-functional, and therefore the doubt is going to remain no good. Rabbi Yezer gets back to our discussion of how much water in a mikvah is no good. He says, "Revius mayim shuvim batchila poslin es hamikvah." If it's the first amount of water in the mikvah itself, and it's a revius, it's a approximately 3 fluid ounces. That's it. That will ruin a mikvah. Shlosh shalugin al pnei hamayim. If you have more, if you have some water that had collected properly, right, and now 3 lug full inside before you get to the magic number 40, then that's going to ruin it as well. So it's a revius at the beginning. Or three lug, which is approximately a quart, which is going to turn around and ruin it before you get to 40 sav. Chachamim omrim, the chachamim say that's incorrect. Bein betchila, bein besof, shiuro shlosha lugin. In the end of the day, the amount that we always look for is that 3 lug. Less than 3 lug, it's not going to ruin the mikvah. More than 3 lug, it is going to ruin the mikvah, and that is the way we establish the halacha. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.